In the wild and forbidding world of Washington politics, few places generate fear as does the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, the real power behind the Bush administration. Now, as the political season opens, the Democrats are sharpening their pitchforks, filling their tiki torches, loading their shotguns, and preparing for the final battle between good and evil and ordinary. Meanwhile, in the Batcave, the president meets with his highest-level senior advisors. This is episode 37 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, brought to you by the Average Network.
So who am I going to run against? Don't hardly make no never mind. I got me dossiers on nigh everybody.
Down, Ashcroft. You're going to run against Howard Dean, George. Carl?
He's leading in most of the polls. In Sunday's Gabfest, Kerry and Lieberman look petulant and nasty.
They are petulant and nasty, and so is Howard Dean. For that matter, so are Sharpton, Edwards, Kucinich, and Barnes.
How come you so worried about that cup itches?
Kucinich, George. He's read all of Henry's books and editorials, and he thinks he knows what we're up to. Does he?
Yes, he does.
Huh.
It's not that hard to figure out. We've been pushing the same plot since Foster Dulles thought it would be nice if we took over the world.
John Foster Dulles. By gobs, he's a man understood a good stout noose. Didn't he prefer a Luger in the back of the neck?
Secretary Dulles wasn't particular.
Dr. Kissinger?
Secretary Ridge?
Are we going to let Osama bin Laden blow something up again?
My people are negotiating to have someone blow something up. Osama is crazy. He'll take credit for it. Probably not here, though.
I thought we wanted to blow up San Francisco. It isn't the same without Willie Brown.
Yes, it is, Armsfeld, but I admit a sentimental fondness for San Francisco. Several of my favorite restaurants are there.
You and I first met there, Henry.
We'll destroy it at once.
Now, Henry. Thomas, we were thinking about blowing up Queen Elizabeth and the rest of her disgusting brood. If we time it right, we can get Tony Blair as well.
Hey,
now,
like Tony.
Just a moment. Secretary Powell, you have a problem?
Last I heard, England was our ally.
Well, ally might be a bit strong.
Mr. Churchill was an ally. Mrs. Thatcher was a true ally. Tony Blair is a flabby ball that we can use.
Don't forget, George, Tony tried to upstage you by secretly appearing in Basra.
Hey, yeah.
The Limeys haven't lost nearly as many troops as we have.
Donald, we only gave them a tiny portion of the country to play with, and they haven't had nearly the problems we have.
They're showing off to make us look bad.
If we had a coherent plan, we'd look fine.
Freedom is an untidy business.
We tried that one, Donald. Henry, if we let the Iraqis have their country too soon, it won't help in the elections.
An unqualified success would have helped more. I warned you.
We shall discuss it later, Henry. We need to talk about George's...
Yeah, let's talk about me.
And what about John's request for public executions, for example?
We aren't finished, Richard. Ashcroft.
Henry.
No public hangings until after the elections. You can start making your list now and give yourself a holiday treat next year.
By gobs, I'm gonna do up the biggest mass hangings the world's ever seen. John's going to let me handle the concessions.
But no hint until after the elections.
Mum's the word, Henry. That's my ruling.
Then me and John gonna work on immigrationals.
George wants foreigners to be Americans, just like everybody.
That isn't precisely it, Ashcroft.
I don't care. I'm looking into all them migrating birds. They just come and go as they dang well please.
Your point, John.
Well, who they working for? Most of them's Canadian. Mexican spies, by gobs. I hate birds.
Well, I got me this here phony immigrational amnesty or something. Let some of them there aliens be Americans, just like John said.
It's just to impress Vicente Fox. We have to meet with him next week. It doesn't really accomplish a lot.
Of course it does. It makes George look compassionate.
Coral, tell him how we gonna get Dean.
Ah,
Your plan, Carl?
We let the other Democrats tell us how.
Interesting.
So far, we have his temper, his secret files, his weird statements about Olama and George.
Why hurt them? They ain't that weird.
Of course they are, George.
He's a latte-driving, Volvo-drinking, panty-wearing, New York Times, Pearson, Hollywood, Vermonter, by gobs.
Huh.
Of course, Ashcroft.
By the time Andy Card has the spin machine up and running on him, we'll make Howard Dean look like a toothless, reactionary late-night radio call-in nut.
He also thinks the world would be better off if Saddam was still killing people.
Well, hey, ask what Saddam says. You see, that proves that Dr. Dean is a madman. He doesn't like your education package either. No child's behind left educated?
Close enough. He also doesn't like your Medicare reform.
Well, what can you say about somebody who likes Saddam and Osama bin Laden?
I beg your pardon. Whom?
Osama bin Laden. You know.
George, this is a parody. It's Olama bin Saddam.
Oh. That's funny, huh?
It's funnier than George W. Bush.
Dean also wants to cut the military budget.
Now, just a doggone minute. Don't worry, George. That's what Clinton always says. And he kept giving them more than they asked for. And they still wouldn't like him.
He's a no-account draft dodger.
General Ashcroft, Thomas and I didn't see you in Vietnam. Nor you, Donald. Nor you, George, Carl. Count Cheney.
That's true, Colin.
They was 287 years old, well past draft age.
There's also some question as to whether vampires are entirely alive.
And I want to know what you's implying,
Colin. You can hardly bear scrutiny on the draft dodging issue, gentlemen. That's why you got me,
remember? I don't like your tone,
buckaroo.
Sides, I had to stay home to tend to the dishes.
Gentlemen, we're trying to talk about George.
Yeah, I want to talk about me some more.
What if Howard Dean isn't the candidate?
It'll be either Clark or Kerry.
No hope it could be Lieberman.
We'd have to kill most of the other candidates.
Hmm. Tricky.
I've warned you, Dick. We save the assassination team in case of Kucinich.
But, Henry, we're paying them to sit around and eat.
Besides, statistics show that Americans never elect short people.
I know it's an odd idea, but why don't we try running an honest election?
Are you
Secretary Powell? You're pretty weird, Colin.
That's a terrible idea.
It's starting to sound like commie talk to me, by gobs.
Well, just a thought.
Submitted for your approval, the 37th episode of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations are things and ideas, both shadow and substance, and they lie between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area we call the average zone. We invite you all to stay tuned.